Hey, welcome back to Endpoint TV. You know, today I was working on some testing stuff, and I wanted to write a little quickie test that was just verifying that my this class that I have could host a XAMLX service and call it and make sure that everything was working okay. And so I wanted really to invoke a XAMLX service, but I didn't want to have to add a service reference. All right, so if you see here on the screen, I've got kind of your default XAMLX service. If you create a workflow service, you get a receive request, a send response, the operations name, get data. If I view this, the message data is just this variable data, which is an int32. And then the response content, it returns data.toString. Right, so this is pretty basic. It'll work. You can totally run it. It'll work. If you add a service reference, you call it, it'll work. Everything is fine. But what I wanted to do was call this without adding a service reference. Now, you know that a workflow service does not have a contract. I mean, there's not an interface that looks like this that you can use for with a channel factory. So what I did was I created an interface. And I figured, well, this is what that looks like. We call get data, you pass an int, you return a string. That's it, right? I mean, that should do it, right? So then I tried to call it, all right? So let's see what happens when I try to call it. Let's change this to service 2, because that's the one we're going to call. All right, now what I have here in my little app is a channel factory where I knew up a service, based a proxy rather, based on that interface. And then I do it with a WCF service that's based on the same contract so I could kind of compare the two. And then I call the SVC file, and then I call the XAMLX file. So let's see what happens when I run this. Okay, so let's go here. We're going to call the service. We call the SVC file. It works. We call the XAMLX file, and we broke in the debugger because it can't do it. It's got some kind of problem. You know, the message can't be processed, contract filter mismatch, blah, blah, blah. I hate that message. That's a real generic message. It's just saying, hey, something went wrong. I don't know what it is. Can't do it. These are really hard problems I try to debug. So let me tell you what I did to debug it. Okay, first of all, I just came here to this service, and I hit, with this service in the window, if I hit F5, the WCF test client comes up, all right? And now I can invoke the service. And if I drop this down here, system nullable, we're going to send in a value of 1. It returned a get data response, and the value is 1. Now, if we look at the message data, though, and the XML, look at this. Look at how this, you see, this is our SOAP envelope. We have a header here, but this is the important part, the body. What's in the body here? An int. It's a serialized int, and that is all. And the same thing in the response. We have a serialized string, and that is all. Very interesting. Now, what happens if I call the WCF service? How does that look? Well, let's add it. Okay, so the WCF service is service1.svc. Okay, here's get data. Now, you see right away it looks a little different. It just says, okay, well, here's data, and we're going to invoke it. And we get back our response. Now, that looks pretty different than what we saw with this guy, with the request and response. All right, but let's see what happened over here. Now, you see in the body, this is funny, right? In the body, we see that now we have this structure here, get data, with a member inside data one. So it sort of created this message based on the name of the method and the name of the parameter. And then on the response, we got a get data response type here, and then it named the return value get data result. Okay, and so what occurred to me is that when I'm working with a proxy created by a channel factory, this is what it's expecting, right, on both sides. It's expecting this. It's not expecting what the workflow service does. Now, the WCF test client is, you know, looking at the metadata, and it's worked it all out and figured out how to do this. But that's why it looks pretty different. So the question is, can we fix this so it works? Can we make the workflow service look and work at the WSDL level the way that the WCF service does? And the answer is yes, we can. All right, so once I figured this out, I said, aha. See, I love to learn new stuff. I learn new stuff every day. Some of you probably known this for months. I didn't know this because I never tried to do this before. And that's generally the way things work, right? You don't learn something until you have to. So I've learned it. All right, so here's what I did. I went into the receive request, and instead of using the message, I'm using parameters. Okay, now, so I've got my parameter. I named it data. I'm going to assign it to the variable data that I've got in my workflow. All right, so I've got a variable data that was created by the template. Okay, and then on the response, I created a parameter named getDataResult. The name is significant. It has to be that of type string, and I just call data2String. So now what I have done is I've made my workflow service conform to this contract, because that's how WCF would think of this contract. And so now if we go back here, let's change our XAML X endpoint to use service 1, and I hit F5. Let's go back here, run it. We call the SVC file, we call the XAMLX file, both of them work. Okay, so that's my little tip of the day. And, you know, I always wondered, when would I use message content and when would I use parameters? So I think I take away from this, if you want to create a workflow service that looks like it implements a contract like this, then you need to use parameters. Okay, but there's some distinct advantages to using message content. The message size on the wire was smaller, and there was less stuff to it. So, but you know, the difference is measured in microseconds, right? In terms of how much parsing went on and all that. I wouldn't worry about it for a performance reason, right? I like message content, actually, but if it turns out that it causes problems for other code that you're writing and you want to do it the way that a WCF service would do it, go ahead. Now you know the difference. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.